This is CliffCentral.com. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brent Lindekew, and my lovely co-host, Kerry Stain.
Good morning.
You can hear her, you can see her. We're on Facebook Live, we're on cliffcentral.com. You guys are tuning in for what we call South Africa's very own happiest hour, featuring the only good news chart show in the country.
And that's a fact.
Maybe even in Africa.
I think you're right there as well.
It could be.
I'm just trying to think. I'm going through my library.
Kerry's trying to figure this out. So today we've got a really cool show. We're going to be bringing you the top five trending good news stories from around the world, South Africa. Throw it all in there in the nice mix. We're also going to be chatting to a couple of matric students that are going to SACAP next year, South Africa's College of Applied Psychology. They're going to be talking to us about creating positive change and how together we can make really small differences to create these massive changes on a big scale. What else are we doing, Kay? We're speaking about the rain.
Insane.
Yeah, we're speaking about the storms and sort of good news that might have come from that. It was a really hectic storm in Johannesburg yesterday. And Kerry, just before we went on air, said she wanted to talk a little bit about My Kitchen Rules and sort of what happened on the show.
Just unpack a little bit.
We'll unpack a little bit what happened in the show while we were at OG and G's house. So if you guys want to hear the full show, you got to visit cliffcentral.com. I'm not talking about the guys that are actually listening through here, but the guys that are on Facebook Live, because they might not know how to get to us. It's cliffcentral.com, yo. I don't know how to finish this now. They've changed Facebook Live, so it looks a little bit weird.
Confused.
I'm a little bit confused. It's a little bit confused.
Out of touch.
Yeah, I don't even know what's going on there. So if you guys want to get involved in the conversation, you can tweet us, cliffcentral.com, Brendan DeQ, Kerry Stain, or any of our esteemed guests and their Twitter handles. You can also send us a message on our official WeChat account, or you can, what else can they do?
WhatsApp.
What's the number?
079-748-2090.
You know that before I went on the little sabbatical, I said I'm going to hide the numbers away from the studio so you wouldn't even know where they were. And then I'm going to ask you to recite them. I think I'm actually going to do that.
That
sounds like more fun.
Okay.
I'm going to do it.
I dare you.
I'm going to. Because she pretends like she knows the numbers. If you want to call us, 0861-555-189. It's that easy. Kay, let's do a little bit of a catch up. How's your week been?
Wow, it's been quite crazy, and the week coming is even worse.
Tell me why.
I think with meetings and charity stuff, and you know what? I actually got quite a good turnout, not a turnout, feedback yesterday on what we were chatting about for Dipslut.
Okay.
So there's a lot of people wanting to get involved.
Okay, but now you need to understand. Like, I feel like this is the first time you've ever been on air.
I feel like that as well. Probably because it's lack of sleep.
So you need to explain to some of our listeners who may not have listened last week what the hell you're talking about. Because it's been a week and my memory, I don't even remember. What's happening in Dipslut?
We're having a Christmas party.
Today?
On the 2nd of December.
Okay, on the 2nd of
December. So we're doing it before schools close, because that's the best time, because a lot of people in Dipslut go home to their homelands.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's going to be quite a big celebration, about 400 children. We're going to do that for the kids as well as their families.
So okay, and it's not, I mean, you're not just putting together a Christmas party. How do people get involved?
It's quite sustainable. So you can clean out your cupboards, do a little bit of a spring clean. What you haven't worn in the last 6 months, you can donate to me. And I do actually still need to go and collect quite a few things. And
so did you have a good response?
Yes.
There were a lot of people from last week's show.
I'm running around like a bit of a hamster in a cage.
Okay, so
I need to get released so I can go fetch the stuff.
Well, you're not going to be released because we're busy with the show.
Not
I feel
right
like
now.
I need to explain to you what we do in this place.
Tell me.
I would like to put a call out that if you guys have got any donations, Kerry is a little bit overwhelmed. She will get to you.
Yes.
But it might take some time. But if you have the ability, if you have a driver, or if you drive, or if you have somewhere where you can sort of help her, you can come and drop it off at our Cliff Central studios.
Yay. Thank you.
Sorry, Gareth and Rena, our bosses, the management. I've just sort of made us a drop-off point. I think we're in trouble now.
No,
we won't be. We're
no,
doing
we won't
good.
Be. They like it.
We're doing good. So you've been busy with all your charity drive stuff and literally driving around for charity.
That's right.
I was having dinner in Cape Town.
You know what? I don't know how you guys have been doing it. You just fly from place to place.
No, man. This weekend, we were cooking live.
I know. I saw.
At the Delicious Festival.
And then Cape Town. Are you joking?
No. Have you ever? Have you ever? So it was the most flippin' cool thing that I think I've ever done. I was like, well, I've done it, you know, it was one of the coolest things I've done. I was on stage demoing like a celebrity chef.
How did that make you feel?
It was cool.
And now everybody has your cheesecake recipe.
Yeah, but you know what the thing is, and I can maintain this and I will stick to this, that everybody cooks differently. Everybody bakes differently. It's everybody true. Creates differently. Yes. So if you take two people and you put them next to each other, and you give them exactly the same ingredients to make coffee. Like exactly. You can actually measure it out and put it into separate bowls. Like,
so true.
He has a little bit of coffee. He has a little bit of sugar.
I know.
He has a little bit of milk. He has your hot water. Put it in this order. So like this is the order you need to do it. You need to stir the spoon however many times. And you give them directions and you give them the ingredients. Those two cups of coffee will taste completely different.
It's completely true. Different.
So I mean, cooking and baking, I didn't know this before our instant restaurants. It is an art, and it is you know, you got to put a little bit of love into it, and a little bit of your personality comes through in the food. So yes, the recipe is live on the My Kitchen Rules South Africa website on Mnet. And you can go download it from there. But if you'd like me to come and cook it with you, I'm also available. Because now this is what I do, yo.
Brent, aren't you baking cupcakes?
Already done.
And what was that for?
So that's later.
Yes.
Later. We're going to go surprise a little, I think she's six. We'll actually find out from Jackie in a little bit who and what. She's 10. She's 24. She's turning 4. Jackie's in the production lounge, and I don't know what the hell she's saying. We'll find out in a little bit. But this little girl or boy, I'm doubting everything that I believe in.
And you say that I needed some lessons as to how things happen in the studio today.
Whoa, she drops mic, literally. No, man. So we've got this birthday party for this little human, this little legend, this little hero that's a little bit underprivileged. And I'm not talking about it, and I didn't put it up online to boast. I never do that. That's not who I am.
But I love it.
So I did. I put a little photo of the cupcake. Baked cupcakes yesterday. It took a long time.
How many did you bake?
50.
It takes a while,
it's taxing,
and it's intricate.
But yes, so we baked them, and we're gonna rock up at this kid's the school, and they don't know we're coming, and we're just gonna be like, surprise.
Love it.
And then
I love it.
I'm gonna do the Spur birthday song.
Yes.
And we're going to spend a little bit of time with a little human that otherwise would have woken up this morning and not even maybe heard happy birthday.
Known that it was.
Yeah, so we're just going to rock up at the school and just have a really cool time is the plan.
Yay. That makes me happy.
I feel like I'm just talking about myself all the time.
Not at all.
This is our show, isn't it?
And
I have a question. I tweeted before the show.
Yes.
And I tweeted, I'm not even going to say the word because now I feel like a chop, but I tweeted a picture that moves. What are those called?
I call it a GIF.
So this is the thing, right? Is it a GIF or is it a GIF?
Oh, wow.
A GIFy. A GIFy. How do you say if someone's name is G-E-O-R-G-E?
George.
George. So then this should be a GIF.
Well, not necessarily.
Why? Is the English language that complicated that we don't know if it's a GIF or a GIF?
Someone, could you please throw us a line here?
Yeah.
Technical people.
Is it a GIF or is it a GIF? We can only ask that question.
I don't know.
Okay. We'll put that out into the Twitter world. We'll wait for someone to get back to us. I have a question for you. Joburg storm yesterday. Were you affected?
No, thank goodness. Because obviously I got back from the hospital and...
Why were you at the hospital? Again, we need to explain this, yo.
Because my little one had surgery.
No, what surgery?
Dental surgery.
Is she okay?
Yes, she's perfectly all right now.
Okay.
It was interesting. A child on anesthetic. I don't wish that on anybody. Anyway, so I had meetings and stuff, but I had to cancel them. Not because of the storm, but because of that. And I'm really glad I did because what I was getting feedback on, what I was getting was horrendous. Tornado in the West Rand, really?
Madder.
What is happening? People's houses were ripped up.
Yeah, yesterday's storm was really tough, and I was watching it unfold online. There were a whole bunch of cars that were stuck under bridges, and there was water that was sort of flooding everywhere.
The Huawei balloon flew away.
Well, is it Huawei or is it Hyundai?
It's Huawei.
Because it was Hyundai at some point.
No, the one at Mushroom Farm, Mushroom Park in Sandton is Hyundai.
Okay, so that thing blew over.
Yes.
That thing blew over and it was all over the highway.
Whoopsie daisy.
That's the second time that balloon has blown away.
Mm.
Do you remember the first time? It was...
No, that was Monty's.
It's the same balloon.
I know.
So...
It's not the same balloon, it's the same...
It's the same balloon. The balloon was at Monte Casino. And then it blew away and it fell on top of
a house.
It fell on the house. And then like 3 weeks later, it popped up next to the highway and it was branded. And then they covered up the branding because it looked like someone didn't pay or there was something funny.
No, it wasn't like that.
Well, I don't know the real story there. Okay. So it stayed covered up for like 2 years that it was just next to the highway.
Yes.
And it was people's beacon. They were like, ooh, I'm nearly at work. Or, ooh, I'm nearly at William Nickel. Or, ooh, I've just left William Nickel. Like you knew it was there. And then yesterday... Mother Nature was like, that balloon is not great, so
it's
got to blow again.
Yeah.
And it blew over the highway and then fell asleep on the highway.
Correct. Do you know how heavy that thing is?
Well, they cleared it up and now it's gone. Never to be blown. No, watch it pop up somewhere else again. It's like the it of balloons.
The it of balloons?
It's balloon. It just, it pops up all the time everywhere. I wonder where the balloon will pop up next. And then blow onto the next thing.
I'll find out for you.
Jeepers, okay. I'm talking kake.
I will find out for you.
No, so the storm was pretty hectic, and there was a lot of things going on, a lot of rain, a lot of damaged property.
Mm.
But what's really cool is we're getting into the top five good news stories, and Kerry has actually chosen one today that that represents a good news story to come from the rain and stuff. Because a lot of it was just sad and bad.
It was.
It was just sad and bad. Anything else, Kay?
No.
Anything else happening in your world?
In my world?
Hmm.
Things are just hectic. And I think it's that time of the year. I can't believe it's October even.
Two things that I quickly want to mention before we get into the top five. Yeah. One, it's Friday the 13th on Friday.
I know, and that means what in my life?
Are you scared?
No.
No?
Are you what?
No. But some people believe like they're superstitious and they believe that Jason's going to come with an axe or whatever because it's also Halloween. And also, I leave for Abu Dhabi on Saturday.
Are you joking?
No. No, I got my itinerary and flights today. I'm going to Ferrari World.
Why?
I've been invited.
That is the most random thing I think you've said the whole show.
So, if you follow my journeys, I'm going to be heading to Abu Dhabi on Saturday.
That's amazing. How long are you going? For the day?
No, I'm going for a couple of days. Okay. I'm going to visit a couple of things. It's almost like a car thing because I'm going to Ferrari World. I'm going to that the tower where, I don't know what it's called now, but it's where the Fast and Furious was filmed.
Yes.
I think it's called the Etihad Towers Observation Deck.
Mm.
So I'm going there. I'm going to be going to Desert Safari. There's a couple of things that I'm going to be doing, and all the adventures will be live on social media. So you can follow that on there.
That's exciting.
I'm excited.
Have you been to Abu Dhabi?
Never.
Awesome. Another newbie on your bucket list.
Yeah. I don't know if this is going to work.
First time luck, yeah.
So, yeah, I always get confused with the chords here. And since we haven't been in the studio for a while, it's...
It's riding a bike.
Yeah, well, we're back on the bike. All right, so every week we bring you the top five good news stories trending in South Africa. And this week is no different. Kerry has selected them. She's going to shout them out and explain to us what's going on. I think you should start. What do we have at number five?
Cape Town surgeon is making free surgery possible for women battling breast cancer.
What?
Yes. So the Advanced Health Facility in the Western Cape is sponsoring 4 additional surgeries to breast cancer patients during October.
Nice.
It's called Project Flamingo. So they raise funds to reduce the waiting time for surgery by covering costs for additional theatre time and nursing staff at Grootskuur. Did I say that right?
You did Grootskuur.
No. Anyway, in Tygerberg. And Tygerberg Hospitals as a group of surgeons and anaesthetists that donate their time and skills as volunteers. Thanks to the project, we have managed to reduce surgery waiting time significantly at both hospitals, which currently a mere 2 weeks at Tygerberg. So that's amazing, because if you have been or know someone that is affected by breast cancer. Where's my music?
I apologize for that. My laptop is connected to the desk and someone from Washington, D.C. is phoning me. So,
someone just ruined my mojo.
I'm really sorry about that.
Anyway, so, I mean, I think it's really incredible because if you have been affected by it or know someone that has, and because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Ah, there we go. That's really cool.
So, yeah, I think that's amazing. Well done to Project Flamingo.
Well done, Project Flamingo. We're going to put that story up online so that you guys can all read about it and sort of get involved and click the links and do all of those great things. What do we have at number four?
J.K. Rowling drops off billionaire list due to her charitable giving. So, J.K. Rowling...
But this happened a while ago.
Yes.
But it's trending because people don't know about it.
Yes. So, now we are making you know about it even more. So, J.K. Rowling, the first female novelist billionaire, recently lost her exclusive status because of some very good deeds. So, by giving away, she is a billionaire, okay? Now, yeah. Not anymore. Because she's
She was the first female author to go onto Forbes' billionaire list. And then she dropped off because she gave stuff away.
Correct. So, what, 16% of her fortune, which is $160 million.
Oh, wow.
So, if you've got it, you may as well give it away because you're never going to be able to spend it in your lifetime, nor your family after you.
No.
So then, why not donate it to charity and do some good?
Well, that's the point, is that if you have something to give, then you can. And she actually has been quoted as saying, "I think you have a moral responsibility when you've been given far more than you need to do wise things with it and give intelligently." So she dropped off the billionaires list. And you know what? What a cool story.
How would you feel if that was you and you dropped off the billionaires list because of that?
I'd be proud. I'd be like, too. I'm giving back. It's lekker.
It's fine. I've been in Forbes already. It's okay. I've done it. I made my mark. It's time for me to move
tick
on.
Box. Now I'm going to tick another box.
Now I'm going to tick it off and become not a millionaire and just give my money away.
Yeah, I like it.
I made it, and now I'm giving it away.
I like it. We're going to put that story up online as well. What do we have at number three?
From Khayelitsha to a PhD graduation at Oxford University, dreams really do come true.
These are some of my best stories when people succeed and when they come from nothing. And it doesn't matter if they're from South Africa or whether they're from other parts of the world. It's the underdogs who haven't been afforded the same privilege as everybody else who just go further than what people with privilege do. And I think it's absolutely epic.
At 29 years old, Dr. Vuyani, I'm going to try this, Mlomi, is that how you say it? Do you think? Mlomi.
Mlomi. I'm just going to go with you butchering someone's surname.
Sorry. A man from humble beginnings in Khayelitsha graduated from Oxford University, proving that putting your mind to something pays off. He's 29 years old. And that is, I mean, that's incredible. And he said here, he believed that if you're going to dream big, then your work ethic needs to be bigger than your hopes. He knew what he wanted in life and he was going to get it.
Wow. Flippin' cool. Very cool.
Oxford University.
I can tell it like it is. There are people that are afforded different privileges in this world, and he, you know, gone from not to actually doing better than most, which is incredible. We're going to put that story up online so that you can read it. I think we're heading into number two.
Yes. The Joburg storm brings unfamiliar neighbors together. So the massive storm which hit Joburg yesterday has turned unfamiliar neighbors into friends. So that neighbor that you don't know, the one next door? Yeah, so your tree fell into his garden and across his gate, and you guys need to work together to get that thing out of there. So that's basically what happened yesterday. There was just chaos and destruction all across Johannesburg, and I saw it in my part, my little town.
In my hometown.
And here, these guys, where was this? I think it was in Edenvale.
Yeah, it was Edenvale.
A family in Edenvale. Obviously, it was, I mean, there were different parts that were worse than others, but she found herself in the, they found it, herself in the midst of havoc when her wall completely taken out by a tree. So they basically had to come together to get this tree out of the way.
But she'd never met him before.
No, they had never met each other.
It's like living next door to...
Alice.
Well, not Alice.
Just kidding.
His name's Alec.
Yeah.
No, it's living next door. Like, you live there and it's your home and it's your space, but you don't know the people that you're living next door to. And because
never
of it
used to be like that.
Well, I think the world's changed.
Yes.
The world's changed. And, you know, we couldn't, 30 years ago, they couldn't sit on their couch on their cell phone and speak to the globe.
Exactly.
So they would hang over their walls and share Fanta with each other or whatever they did. She needed help, and he saw what had happened, and he came to their rescue, and they became, I don't know if it's friends or just acquaintances, but they shared a beer. They shared a beer together.
I think it's going to happen more often now.
You know, it's a nice story. It's a bit, I'd be a bit afraid if my neighbor had a chainsaw just hanging. I've seen movies, and it is Halloween, and Friday the 13th is coming.
I have two.
You have two chainsaws?
Yes. And he swallows.
If people could see that, I actually just freaked out a little bit. I went cold.
I've got two chainsaws.
For what?
For trees and things that fall across your driveway. For stuff like that.
Do you cut down the trees yourself?
Are you mad? Have you ever tried to operate a chainsaw?
No, this is not Texas, and there's no massacre happening here. There's no reason for me to have a chainsaw.
No, it's
but
a bit,
you have a chain. You have two chainsaws.
Yes.
Why do you have two? Did one break?
No.
In case you need to have a double tree cutting party.
Yeah.
Kerry, we need to unpack this at some point.
And I've got one for sale if anyone wants one.
There we go. She's just throwing it in there. All right, that's your story at number two. We're going to put it up online. You can see the pictures of the tree falling over. You can see the pictures of them helping. And you can see the pictures of them having a beer together, I think. I'm not even sure. What do we have at number one?
Cape Town Children's Hospital launch a radio station for children by children to help kids face their biggest battles together. So, this picture that
you know that here, you know that we're a radio station.
Yes.
And now we're giving another radio station some airtime.
That's okay, because
I love this.
Yes.
Go. Why is it
because,
okay?
Because this new radio platform will enable the patients to share their experiences and face their biggest battles together. So, being the Good Stuff show, we need to collaborate with people like this, because we need to sort of market them doing good as well.
I love this idea, and yes. I was just pulling your leg when I said that. I actually saw you went a little bit cold.
I did not.
So we've had them on the show before. We've had Caddy on the show.
Yes.
And apparently this is a way for the patients to just be removed from this dire situation where these little kids are facing some of the biggest battles of their lives. And now they're able to sort of have a radio station. It's not fake. They're not going, let's play radio.
It alleviates their anxiety and
completely.
Their loneliness.
And they can talk to doctors. They can talk to parents. They can talk to fellow patients. They can play music. They have their own platform to just be lacquer.
And I'm sure it's some of their dreams coming true of being a radio personality.
Well, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the clincher. Love the story. We're going to put it up online so that other people can read about it and follow it. I think it is beautiful. And I think they're going to be putting up the link or something that you can get to it later today, which I think is really rad. I got approached a little while ago by the Reach for Dream Foundation. Mm. And they want to come on the show.
Yes.
They want to come and speak about the great work that they're doing. And I believe in the work that they're doing. And I think it's fantastic. Mm. Like, I really do. I've done many things for Reach for a Dream Foundation. Every year on Slipper Day, I get involved.
Yes.
And I don't just wear the slippers. I flip and pay money. And I spend time with kids. And I do whatever I can on that particular day of the year that I can help. Or whatever day. If they need me, I'm there. Did you hear that, Reach for a Dream? If you need me, I'm there. They want to come for an interview to talk about the great work that they're doing. And I emailed back and I said, that's a great idea. I think it's fantastic.
Mm.
I can have you in studio, no problem. But I don't want you to come to studio alone. And they replied going, okay, where are we going with this? I'm not quite understanding. And I said, you come to studio, you bring your CEO, we speak about the good work you're doing, but find the kids whose dreams are to be on radio and let's make it happen. Let's make it happen.
I just got goosebumps and my hair is standing up. That's exactly. So this is exactly what is happening at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital in Cape Town. So it's exactly the same thing. It's making dreams come alive.
And that is why we do what we do and why we're afforded these amazing platforms that we have so that we can make a difference. We're going to post all of those stories up online so that you can get involved and you can help and listen and do all of those great things. I just need to say yesterday was a flurry of the Joburg storms. Breaking news just in, Durban has been hit completely. The N2 is completely flooded. It happened 4 minutes ago.
The N2
is flooded. The roads are closed. There is flooding all over Durban. Walls are coming down. I want everybody to stay safe. Get to higher ground if you can. I think it's quite bad if I'm watching it online. It's really quite bad. Get some shelter. Get to higher ground.
Help others if you can as well.
Help others if you can. This is The Good Stuff on Cliff Central. We'll be back in two.
Your tires, it's like we burn so bright, we burn out. I made you chase me, I wasn't that friendly. My love, my drug, we're fucked up.
Actually, turn that off. I didn't know there was swearing in there. We don't swear on our show.
Mother doesn't like it. Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom. I'm really sorry about that. So because Cliff Central's on radio, we're allowed to say whatever we want. Yeah, but Kerry and I made a pact with my mother never to swear on air. And my mom's phoning me right now. She's literally phoning me right now.
Sorry, Mom. We didn't know.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't. All right. So just before we get into SACAP, a little bit of background. So we've got a couple of students. We'll go one student that's in studio with us. You're not a matriculant, are you?
No.
Your name's Tinswalo?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to get really close to the microphone. Yeah. You've got to get friendly with it. This is internet radio. usually we would have prepared, but while that song, we had to stop. So it's just now we're in it.
Yeah.
We're in it.
It's happening.
So Tinswalo, you're a student at SACAP.
Yeah.
What is SACAP?
SACAP is the South African College of Applied Psychology. So technically we're just like studying psychology. We're all majoring in psych.
Okay. Yeah. And are you first year?
Second year.
Your second year?
Yeah.
I'm actually quite nervous to speak to you because I know you haven't qualified, but you're obviously studying some hectic human stuff and you're learning about the brain.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like you're judging me.
Body language.
Loki.
I mean, that's you go into it so you can learn more about the mind and about helping other people.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you decide to study this?
Well, firstly, I was actually studying law, and then there was a criminology course that like we had going. So then,
that was so interesting.
Yeah, I was just like, hey, there's a lot of psych in this, so let me just like go into that. And then I was just like, I'm not doing law anymore. I want to go into psych and like helping people, and that's just been my passion ever since.
And why is it important for young South Africans to play a role in creating change in South Africa?
I strongly believe in people being the change that they want to see. So, like...
I say that often. It's one of my lines.
And
it makes us sound like Miss South Africans. But the honest...
The Hadlab girls do it as well.
The honest to God truth is that we do need to be the change.
Yeah. Mm.
And the only way that the future generations are going to be able to be better is if we action that now.
Yeah.
It's exactly that what they're saying.
Definitely.
Is. 100%. Do you think young South Africans have the power to create change?
I believe so. I'm a young South African and I'd like to believe that I'm trying my best to create change.
Well, that was sort of my next question is, do you believe that you can create change? And you're saying that you do believe that.
Yeah.
What sort of change are you creating?
So I go around in our community. So near my grand, there's a home where there's like a whole bunch of children and we spend quality time with them because that's the main thing that they need. They were like, we don't want toys or anything, we just want people to spend time with the kids. So I do that and I give like like talks, like sex ed and stuff for the kids. So
amazing.
That's like, yeah, that's really important.
There's
that's
a
close
huge
to my heart.
Need
yeah.
for that.
One of the biggest things for me and why we've got SACAP in today and why we've got you guys in and we're going to be going around a little bit and creating these acts of change is the fact that it doesn't need to be big.
Mm.
It doesn't need to be these grand gestures that are going to change the world. It
Definitely,
is really the
yeah.
small things, and it's concentrating on smaller. Sometimes we feel very overwhelmed. I think that in especially South Africa, we live here, there's a lot of poverty, there's a lot of destructiveness, there's a lot of sadness that we see on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And it all sometimes feels very overwhelming. There's a lot of sadness.
Yeah.
But if we can realize that small changes are able to create these huge changes, and we all start doing smaller changes, we'll learn that we have the ability to change the world. And I think your mindset is like that.
Yeah.
It's like that. Well, you're not alone in the studio. We've also got a representative of SACAP.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Who do we have here?
So my name is Sally Jane.
Hello, Sally Jane. We haven't met
SJ.
Before. SJ, it's great to have you in studio. You're from SACAP, yeah?
Yes,
indeed. And what do you do at SACAP?
So I'm the brand manager for SACAP as a whole. So I look after the Pretoria campus, Johannesburg campus, and the Cape Town campus.
Whoa. There's more than one campus?
There's more than one campus, yeah.
So you guys are a pretty big college then.
Yeah,
there's
we're
three
growing.
Campuses and quite a few students, I would imagine.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
And what made you apply for a job at SACAP to become a brand manager and to sort of take on that role?
So strangely enough, I started off as the marketing and events coordinator. And yeah, with the goodness that came with my position, the brand management position that became available. And yeah, I took the plunge and I really went into SACAP because I believe that they had something different to offer. They're not just any kind of different institution or different place where you go into your workplace and you just go about your daily job and you leave work and you come again in the next morning. It's something different. You actually feel like you're part of a family. These people actually care about who you are. They care about where you went over the weekend. You know, you're part of a huge
Soft
family.
Skills.
Yes, definitely. It's not just you're not just a number. You're actually somebody special. You're actually somebody they consider part of the family.
Which is, you have to be happy in your work environment
definitely.
In order to be happy in other aspects of your life.
Definitely.
SACAP believe in creating change.
They do.
And by allowing students to study psychology and giving them those skills to be able to move forward and really help human beings in South Africa and maybe the globe. You don't have to stay here if you don't want to. You can work where you're a human. You can work wherever you want to. You're able to create these amazing changes. Are you, I mean, you create change within the college as well?
Yes, definitely.
What sorts of stuff do you guys do?
So we normally like instill this goodness in our students that they do amazing things on their own. Actually, we don't do anything. They come to us and they say they want to start a drive. For instance, there's a drive now for collecting matric dance dresses as well as suits for people who cannot afford to actually purchase these things. So it's not just us who instill these good things. They're the ones who actually come to us. I think we have great students who come through and they just shine and they show us exactly what they're capable of doing, which is, it makes SACAP even more amazing because you come in and it's not just the staff that makes you feel special, but the students as well.
Yeah, man. I mean, I got to hang out at the Cape Town branch, the Cape Town College 2 weeks ago, I think. And we went and we spent the day just really creating small acts of change. We took sandwiches to an orphanage. Kerry, you remember the Haven Night Shelter. You spoke about it so fondly after I'd been there. Kerry fell in love with the Haven Night Shelter, where you can purchase a bed for someone to sleep in.
12 Rand.
It's 12 Rand. You remember. You remember.
It's 12 Rand. And then you also get to see a therapist.
100%.
Which is
so
amazing.
We got to visit the Haven Night Shelter. And because of that, just by me going there, just by me promoting it and talking about it, last week Friday, a company phoned me and they said, Brent, we've got 10,000 Rand that we want to give
what?
You for the Haven Night Shelter. And I went, I don't want your money. Here's the Haven Night Shelter's details. Please go and help them. They're the ones that need
amazing.
Help. And yeah. And what did I do? It's literally that creating change by doing. I posted an Instagram picture. And that's how
it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's so many 12 rands.
So many 12 rands. From there, we visited an incredible institution called DARG, D-A-R-G. It's like a SPCA, but it's not. And it really is, it felt really beautiful, this space where they look after all these dogs that haven't got homes and cats that haven't got homes. And you can adopt the animals from there, which is cool. And that's a good news story. But more so, they've got a program with someone who studied at SACAP. We didn't know that she'd studied at SACAP until we were chatting to her. But she studied psychology, and she uses the dogs to help at-risk teens from the local informal settlement that's close to there. Wow. So she teaches the kids. They come through. They have this whole association that I'm not going to give it all away because kind of we're writing an article about it. But they work with the dogs, and they teach the dog to sit, and they make the dogs socially behave. Yeah. So that the dogs can then be adopted.
Mm.
But that's not what the program's about.
Mm-hmm.
The program is teaching at-risk teens. Well, no, I'm getting all mixed up. At-risk teens, empathy.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Teaching them empathy. Yeah. Teaching them ideas around rules. Mm-hmm. Making them learn that getting to a job on time is important. Teaching them teamwork. It teaches them so many life skills.
Mm-hmm.
That they can then take away. And I met a kid who had been part of this program for 2 years, young. He's like 15. Young kid, been part of the program for 2 years. And he was so proud. He's actually on the board helping
gives
other
kids.
Gives
people purpose.
100%.
Wow.
And all that means is that she took her degree in what she had studied and took it so much further than just what you think is psychology. Which is really exciting for you.
Yeah.
That's stunning, right? Like you can literally create massive change.
Definitely.
With what you're... That's crazy.
Yeah,
crazy amazing.
Yeah.
So how many years do you have left?
I'm thinking of going to clinical psych. So I've got a long way to go.
What is clinical psych?
So it's like... It's a matter of... I'm working with abnormal... psych in general, so your schizophrenia, your so I get to diagnose and stuff, so that's a passion of mine, so yay.
Jeepers, that's very very exciting.
Isn't that PhD level? That's like up there.
Yeah
so it's a long route to studying,
like,
but
7 years left or something.
For me, you're sitting across from me and all I feel is passion.
Mm.
Yeah.
I said it earlier on with regards to cooking. If you have passion when you cook really well. If you have passion
with
when
love.
You cook better than others. If you have passion in your job, in life, and in what you put into life, I promise you will succeed. And I'm seeing a very successful person sitting across from me.
Thank you.
I can feel it. I can feel it. If people want to know about SACAP, if they want to sign up, if they want to become psychologists, if they want to help with your CSI projects, where do they go? What do? How do they get involved?
Okay, so they could visit our website. That's www.sacap.edu.za. Don't forget the hashtag. The hashtag is actually the best thing right now. It's hashtag SACAPCreateChange, and that is where everything is happening. So follow us, see what great acts of change we're actually doing, and we're trying to implement small acts of change to make a big impact in society. That is what it's all about. So please follow us. Thank you.
It's that simple. Us. We're going to be posting stuff up online. I'm going to take pictures with this crew. We'll put that up online as well. And all the information will be on the Cliff Central Good Stuff page. Thank you for being in studio, everybody. We also have Jackie in studio who's just sitting there keeping quiet. Is there anything else that we need to touch on that I may have forgotten? Oh, the kid who we're going to go give cupcakes to, we don't know their age. That's a surprise for them as well. No, I'm joking. She's in grade 4, and we're going to be heading to her school. I hope they don't listen to Cliff Central, because then we're going to spoil the whole surprise. So we're heading to their school. Sorry? So they're in class, so they can't listen.
Good.
But we're going to be heading to their school later on and giving away cupcakes. I love what I get to do every day. I absolutely love being able or being afforded the opportunity to make a difference. I didn't make the cupcakes just because I started yesterday. Jackie roped me in. She's like, you're on my kitchen rules. You know how to cook. You're baking cupcakes. We're going to go have a birthday party and you can't say no. And I was like, I would never say no. Of course I'm in. What's wrong with you?
So if you didn't know how to make cupcakes before, you know now.
I knew how to make cupcakes before.
Because you love baking. baking. You're the baking guy.
So that's almost the good stuff for this week. The hour has just flown by. If you guys want to know any of the stories, catch up with anything that we got up to, it will be online. One thing, Robin, again, Rob's from the South.
Mm.
She's asking questions about my kitchen rules.
So answer them.
So Rob's has said, was wondering if you have to pay for everything yourself as contestants. Do they give you a budget? Like, you can't buy lobster or whatever. Basically, is there any limit on what you're allowed to spend on your instant restaurants?
That's an interesting question, actually.
The answer there, Robs, is yes. They give each and every team exactly the same budget. You have to come in budget. The budget includes everything that you do. And that's why the restaurants look different, because some people spend more money on something. Something may have spent more money on others. But you do have a budget. And I would think... that lobster is incredibly expensive. So if you're going to dish out on lobster, best you know how to cook that lobster to perfection, because you won't be able to feed your guests wine to hide it, is all I'm saying. So you got to, it's like, you got to decide, where are you going to go?
Or cheesecake for dessert.
Are you mocking the cheesecake?
Not at all.
So if we just
wouldn't be able to afford it.
No. So we'll unpack this before we close off the show as well. There's a lot of angry people at Cliff Central. Every time I walk in here, there's daggers, these eyes of everybody, the producers, the interns.
Is it hurting your soul?
The other show hosts, everybody has daggers and they're all looking at me funny because I don't walk in here with cheesecake. But I need to explain to you guys, like, I literally don't have time. So I promise you, when I get back from Abu Dhabi, I'll make everybody cheesecake. I'll bring it into the studio.
You
I
just
promise.
Made that public now.
But I
so you can't back out.
I'm not, why would I say something and then back out? I promise.
Just saying. I'm going to send you a message.
Kiri, you must also understand, there's 38 shows here, which means if I'm going to make everybody cheesecake, I'm going to be baking cheesecake for like 3 or 4 days.
That is correct.
I'm going to have to walk in here with cheesecakes.
We should just set up a stand out there for you. You know, like lemonade and cheesecake.
My Kitchen Rules cheesecake demo stand here at Cliff Central. I'll bring the oven under my arm.
There you go. You see, you've got it. You've got it all waxed.
Yeah, I got it waxed. Robin, I hope that answers your question. I also got a message from Yamandi, mm-hmm. Yamandi and Michiel, and she wants to come play in studio with us.
Oh, hi.
So we're going to let her come in studio with us. There's also more questions. Oh, awesome. Great answer. No, she's just replying now. Don't make me sound like your bloody stalker. She's not a stalker. She loves the show and she loves My Kitchen Rules and she's just getting involved. And Robs, we love it. So if you've got any more questions, please send it through. And if you want, she's going to come have cheesecake here on the day as well. When I awesome. Bring cheesecake, we'll just invite everybody to come and join. That is the good stuff for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I have to go and do birthday parties, and we're going to go play drums to old people. And there's a whole bunch of stuff that we're doing. Follow the journey on Twitter. Kerry, over and out.
Over and out.
Thanks and only good things.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.